This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The United States Supreme Court rejected today ExxonMobil's final appeal of the $236 million jury verdict against the oil giant. The legal battle began more than a decade ago when the New Hampshire Attorney General sued 22 oil companies for using a chemical called MTBE, which can contaminate soil and drinking water. Richard Head was an associate attorney general at the time, and he now works for SL Environmental Law Group, which worked with the state AG's office on the suit, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Bring us back to 2003. What led to this suit against ExxonMobil and 21 other major oil companies?
In 2003, and even before that, the state of New Hampshire was recognizing that MTBE was causing a significant problem of groundwater contamination throughout the entire state of New Hampshire. MTBE was added to gasoline by the gasoline manufacturers as part of the Clean Air Act, but as was claimed in the lawsuit, the gasoline manufacturers decided that they would be adding MTBE. There's nothing in the law that required that MTBE be added. And as a result of the addition of MTBE to the gasoline, it became a substantial problem in the groundwater because MTBE behaves very differently in groundwater than regular gasoline does. MTBE is very persistent. It lasts for a very long time. And it also travels very quickly once it hits the groundwater. So the state of New Hampshire was discovering that these very large plumes of MTBE were being created in the groundwater, resulting in the contamination of a large number of drinking water wells and also contaminating the groundwater resource. So as a result of that, the state of New Hampshire decided it was going to file a lawsuit and hired SL Environmental Law Group to help bring suit against the manufacturers of MTBE gasoline for the damage that was being caused to the groundwater and to the drinking water supply.
And ExxonMobil was the only defendant not to settle. What argument did ExxonMobil make in its defense?
ExxonMobil said that New Hampshire opted into the MTBE gasoline program, when in fact all that New Hampshire did was allow MTBE gasoline to be distributed in the state, not knowing what all of the problems that were going to be caused by MTBE gasoline. Exxon also argued that if New Hampshire was awarded any money, then New Hampshire would not use the funds to clean up MTBE gasoline, but would simply distribute it into its general fund. In fact, New Hampshire is using these funds and is using it exactly for the purpose that we filed the lawsuit for, which is to clean up groundwater and to eliminate MTBE from the groundwater resource.
Has the state already received a portion of the $236 million?
Yes. So prior to trial, all of the defendants except for Exxon settled for about $136 million. And that money is currently being used in a new bureau that was established at the Department of Environmental Services for MTBE and groundwater remediation. And that money is now being used for that purpose.
New Hampshire and Vermont are now struggling with the potentially cancer-causing chemical PFOA, which is believed to have originated at Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics plants. What implications would this court decision have for possible suits against Saint-Gobain?
You know, every case has to be evaluated on its own merits. With PFOA or a number of these emergent chemicals that we see in our groundwater and are being now tested for, every case it should be evaluated for whether or not there are responsible parties. Not only should water suppliers be looking at the party that is directly responsible for releasing the chemical into the environment, such as I understand it, Saint-Gobain in the Merrimack area, but also to be looking at whether or not there are manufacturers who are also responsible. And that's what we do around the country. SL Environmental Law Group has found and identified emergent chemicals of concern that are affecting drinking water supplies and water supply companies, and evaluating whether or not there is manufacturer liability for instances like MTBE, where the manufacturer knew of problems and failed to warn ultimate users of those products about the potential for groundwater and drinking water contamination.
Richard Head, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you very much for calling.
Richard Head is an attorney for SL Environmental Law Group, which worked with the state AG's office on the suit against ExxonMobil.